You're listening to Comedy Central.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Please welcome Awkwafina. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
And congratulations, first and foremost. I mean, I saw you blow up from a few videos that you had online, you know. Yeah. You had some great rap songs that you put out online, you blew up, and now you are in Ocean's 8, yep. One of the most anticipated movies. Has it sunk in?
No, not at all, yeah. I'm in constant disbelief all the time, yes.
I feel like you deserve it, though, man. You're really funny, you're great with your music. As an actor, you've been killing it as well. This was one of those roles where I feel like you were perfect for it, and I got to watch the movie, and what I was most impressed by was you were just your character, you're just Constance.
Yeah, my grandma says that, like, you're not even acting, you're just being yourself.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, thanks, Grandma, you know? Yeah.
Well, I think you were acting. Unlike your grandmother, I think you were. Not that your grandmother's wrong. I'm just saying I think you were. But what I found interesting was this. Like, I've heard you speak a bit about roles for Asian mm-hmm. characters or Asian people in movies.
Yeah.
And what was cool about Constance's character was that, yes, Constance is Asian, but she's not, like, doing Asian things.
Right.
She's like, no, this is a part of who I am.
Yeah,
was that important
defined.
To you?
Yeah, it was, of course. And I think, like, the cool thing about Constance, like, I watched the movie and, like, you know, I was her, but I still have never seen anything like her. You know, it's
right.
Very unique. And she's from that environment. She's from Queens. She's from New York. We shot that park scene, like, very close to where I grew up.
Tell us a little bit about Constance, because, like, I know that everyone in the Oceans franchise will always have, like, a skill. She's like a three-card Monty hustler, right?
Yes. She's kind of a low-rent pickpocket, right, that they need at that moment. She is from Queens. She's a New Yorker. And yeah, she's very elemental in the heist.
Right.
Yeah.
You have a lot of people who've come out, like, with this movie, and they've gone, like, this is exciting, this is Ocean's 8. And then you obviously have the negative people who are like, oh, it's an all-female reboot.
Right.
But it's just a kick-ass movie. That's all it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun movie. I think, like, those people that say that, I think they need to watch the movie
right.
first and then go on Reddit, you know? So it's like that kind of thing. It's like, watch it first and then, you know, start your subreddits. Yeah.
Right. And it's Ocean's 8, mm-hmm. which is going to be a mega blockbuster. But you are also in another movie that many people didn't see coming. It was widely anticipated in some ways, though, as well. It was Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, I thought you meant Furry Asian Beavers. Yes, I was in Crazy Rich Asians.
Wait, furry what?
Furry Asian Beavers. That's, like, the other movie that I did.
Oh.
But that's, like, it's going to go straight to DV.
Okay,
to DV.
Okay.
Team.
Okay, I'm not going to go into that at all.
I know, we don't have to.
Yeah, yeah, we can just go to Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes, yeah, so
yeah,
go yeah. straight to DV. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Now, that's a movie I heard about because of Ronnie Chang, who's on the
Ronnie,
Daily Show.
Shout out Ronnie Chang.
Right, Ronnie Chang is in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ronnie was like, hey, man, I'm going to do this movie, and I think it's really important, you know, for myself as an Asian person. It's going to be really cool. I was like, why? Just
that's
say you want to go
it.
Do the. That's how you pitched it, right? And then, no, like, when you see how the movie has been received, I think what's really cool about it is so many people representing every different type of Asian person
yeah.
you can possibly imagine.
Totally.
That must have been a fun experience.
It was, yeah, it was so fun. I mean, the cool thing about Crazy Rich Asians and, you know, the aspect that it's, like, an Asian movie is that conversation was never had, you know, with us
right.
as castmates. I think that was a really beautiful thing because we were all that one Asian on set, you know, and then collectively we were together, and that just didn't come up. So that was really cool to experience that.
That's an interesting place to be in. When you get to be in roles like this on Ocean's 8 or in Crazy Rich Asians, do you think it changes how you see your roles going forward? Do you think it changes what roles you would accept in Hollywood?
Totally, and I think it also is, you know, it's telling of like a larger shift in Hollywood right now, and I think that like, people will say, like, if Crazy Rich Asians, like, well, you know, if it the Asian American cinema should not be based upon Crazy Rich Asians. Mm-hmm. And you know, it should just be a thing. And so I think, and the same thing with Oceans, like, we should have all female cast, not dependent on, like, how well these movies do.
Right, right, right.
But, you know, I think that also the roles have changed. I remember when I first started auditioning, I was getting roles that they asked for accents that, like, weren't helpful at all. They were just kind of for, like, kind of a funny thing.
And, right.
Characters that, you know, their Asianness kind of defined them.
Yes.
And I think that I'm seeing less and less of that. So there's a positive thing going on right now.
That's a really exciting thing to see, especially if you're getting into the industry now. You are an actor and a rapper. Do you know if one is going to overtake the other?
My rap career is kind of mine, you know, and I have a very small niche group of fans. I'm never really going to try to push my rap to like a larger audience. It's just going to be like where it is. Kind of vaggy, you know what I mean? I don't know if the audience doesn't know the context, but check me out on YouTube.
Yeah,
look at me
vag.
On YouTube. Thank you. Oh, thank you. The one. Yeah.
There's one person who's like, I'm familiar with the vag.
Yes. Very. But I think like movies, like I look at movies kind of like a blessing, you know?
Right.
I don't really have control over what movies I'll do, you know? Whereas music, I'm constantly doing that. So it's like, I have more creative control over that. Movies are a collaborative experience, so I'll do as long as I can.
Well, I'll tell you this, from Ocean's 8 and from Crazy Rich Asians, I think you'll be having a lot more control than you think. Thank you so much for being on the show. Really great having you on. The EP, In Sinner We Trust and Ocean's 8, will be out on June 8th. Awkwafina, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.